This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, I was talking to some people over at Pitt today, and our next mission, our next travel plan could be Pitt softball. We could go over and participate in a workout, warm-ups, hitting, fielding, pitching, try to bunt off their pitchers, try to hit off their pitchers. What do you think?
I would love that, Joe, and I think that that would be great to pair it with this news that I have. We are in talks with RMU about potentially getting some golf going as well. How about that?
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. What are they going to do? Take us out for 18? I don't want lessons. I want to compete.
Well, we can compete.
Maybe a putting contest? Anything?
I think I would compete a lot better in that than I would driving. I
have closest to, get to the pin? Something like that?
To get a lot better at golf, I need some lessons from the savvy old news hound, potentially.
You don't want lessons from me. You'll go the wrong way.
I'll take them from Bob.
Well, Bob's not here, I was just going to say, and therefore nobody cares anymore, but we're going to forge ahead. I didn't even know Bob wasn't here until late last night. Isn't he usually here on Tuesdays, part-time pump?
He is never here on Tuesdays.
Wait, when's he here?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, so no Tuesdays and no Fridays.
Correct.
What happened to Donnie Football Fridays? I don't even know. He just all of a sudden wasn't here.
Disappeared. That's why it was halftime Donnie Football Friday. It was not part-time Pomp, but it was part-time Donnie on Friday for
a
segment.
Do you like the new song for our quiz show with Donnie? We'll have a mini Donnie Football Friday, although now he's Donnie Chedrick, and I'm very confused.
Right, Donnie Chedrick until the beginning of August or middle of August.
But when he comes in with us, he can be Donnie Football for a segment, correct?
He can be, yeah.
Sure he can.
Interchangeable names.
And the quiz show music got nixed, so I just made up my own song. I thought you liked it. Did other people, did you get any feedback on that? The PM team seemed to love it, especially the lyric that you were involved in.
Yes, I think that was their favorite part.
Hello, hello, we have a new quiz show. It's time for you and Donnie and Joe to play quiz show. Hello, hello, oh, limits, questions blow. We're glad you're here, so grab your beer. It's time for quiz show.
Voice was in a good spot that morning, I think. Any offense taken? I never got a chance to ask you with the line that you're involved in.
No offense taken at all. The quiz show, you know, my efforts to ban the quiz show have not gone unnoticed, but they have been unsuccessful.
That's a great way to phrase it. I love that. Listen, there's a lot of places we could start today. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, I might add. There's quarterback developments such as they are. Shedeur Sanders could be dropping. Somebody else could be rising in the draft. We're going to get to all of that. We have some interesting guests today. But I've been thinking about this lately, and it seems like a good day to drop it. People talking about the faces of each league out there, limits. Like, who's the face of the NHL right now? I was talking to somebody recently who pointed out that after all these years, Ovechkin and Sid are still as much or bigger stars than any of the young guys. Now, this was before McDavid scored the goal to win for Canada in the Four Nations, which, by the way, might have been a very overrated tournament. 10 seconds after it was over, the American team was saying, well, the big games are really coming up in the Olympics here. In what, less than a year or so?
Yeah, next year.
But it was really, it was great hockey. Don't get me wrong. It really was. And McDavid scores the winner. So who's the face of hockey right now? We'll get to that in a moment. I want to go through our teams right now And then I want to go through the various sports. We just had a debate in the hallway. Who's the face of golf right now? Doran wondered if it's still Tiger Woods, and he might be right. Jeff Hathorn had some other opinions. We'll get to that limits. First, I want this from you. How do you define the face of, whether it's a franchise or a league? For me, it's if I went to, you know, Sioux City, Iowa, or Portland, Maine, and asked them, hey, what's the who's the first person that comes to mind when I say Pittsburgh Steelers? That's how I define face of the franchise. Or it could be when I go to, you know, Billings, Montana, or the middle of Switzerland, and I say, when you think of the NBA in America, which name do you think of? That's how I define it. Which person is most associated in most places with this team? Does that sound like a reasonable definition to you?
Yeah, very reasonable. Or if you're walking around the mall and you see a face and you're just like, yeah, I know exactly who that is immediately upon one little glance.
Right. Right. So I've planned out a very meticulous topic here that I would love for people to weigh in on as well as we move along here at 412-928-9370. Why don't we start with the Pittsburgh Penguins? And I think there's a very obvious face of the franchise. That's Sidney Crosby. That doesn't even need to be discussed, correct?
Correct. Easily said.
Who's the all-time face of the franchise? For me, it's Mario Lemieux. That doesn't even need to be discussed. Would you agree?
I wasn't even alive for Mario's big run, and I also agree with that.
So that one is as obvious as it gets. Those are the faces of that franchise. Sid now, Mario all-time. If only it were all so easy limits, then we wouldn't even have a discussion. We wouldn't even be in a bar room right now inviting our friends. There would be nothing to talk about.
Now, I do wonder, though, as more and more time goes on and Crosby's playing career becomes more so of legend.
Yeah.
If eventually Sid will overtake Mario, but as it's currently stated right now, it's still Mario.
I have a two-word answer to that. He won't. Now, Sid's resume is already there with Mario's.
Right.
But as far as face of the franchise, Sid would be the face of pretty much every other franchise, just about. This one has Mario. That's the thing. Like, Sid's resume right now, as far as trophies and cups and international accomplishment, it might, plus individual records, it's either getting there or is ahead of Mario's already. But Mario is the all-time face of the Penguins, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Who would be the only two teams or three teams, maybe Detroit, Bobby Orr, maybe Edmonton, where Crosby would not be the main face you'd think of?
You mean, yeah, Detroit, Gordie Howe, Boston, Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
Gretzky.
Yeah. Gretzky, Edmonton, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not many that Sid wouldn't be the face of, and he is right now of the Penguins for sure. All right, let's move to the Steelers. That's a little harder, and this could be anybody, by the way. It could be owner, could be coach, could be player, could be anybody. The face of the Steelers right now is Mike Tomlin. And by the way, the face of doesn't necessarily mean in all respects a good thing or a compliment. For example, with the Pirates, I think it's Skeens now, but up until Skeens for a while there, Bob Nutting was the face of the Pirates. The person most associated with the Pirates was Bob Nutting for a long time. Ever since, I think, McCutcheon left.
I don't know about that, considering you barely hear from him.
You don't think 4 years ago, if you traveled to every little hamlet in Western Pennsylvania and said, who do you think of first when you think of the Pirates right now, people would rage, a lot of them, and say Bob Nutting?
I think a lot of people would say errors, the Will Craig play, all kind of dysfunction. I don't think Bob Nutting would immediately come to their mind, no.
The Will Craig play? The face of the franchise.
Oh, I know that. I'm just thinking of other instances and other moments. I mean, we're not describing it as just one player. I'm kind of just broadening the subject a little bit more. No, I don't think it's Nutting is number one. I think it would be more so Shelton than the collective.
Well, right now it's Skeens.
Right, no doubt.
Unquestionably. But let's do Steelers. I think the face of the Steelers right now is Mike Tomlin. You?
I think it's TJ Watt, but Mike Tomlin is definitely in that discussion as like a 1A, 1B, with Tomlin being the 1B. I think Watt's accomplishments and being also tied for the all-time sack record, plus, I mean, very noticeable face. When they put out graphics for Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, it's always TJ Watt that's on it.
See, I think if you traveled to different cities and even different parts of the world and said, who do you most associate with the Steelers right now, it would be Tomlin, maybe by a long shot. Again, for the way things have gone in the playoffs, where they haven't been competitive in a single game in 8 years, that's for better or worse. But I think it's Tomlin. You may be right, though. Maybe it's T.J. Watt. I think it's Tomlin.
I think J.J. Watt has also helped to increase the status of T.J. by the amount of media that he already does. And it's kind of by association as well that Watt has been able to grow his name even more.
I'll go with Tomlin there. How about the all-time face of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Who is it, Limits? Is it the Chief? Is it Dan Rooney? Is it Joe Green? Is it Franco Harris? Is it Troy Polamalu? Is it Jack Lambert? Who is it?
I think it's Joe Green, followed by Franco second. Because, I mean, when the NFL ranked the top 100 plays of all time, top 100 moments, the immaculate reception was number one. And if you ask anybody, like, who's the greatest Steeler of all time, and you can point to who was the face of that dynasty, they look at Joe Green. So Joe Green, to me, is the face of the Steelers forever.
That's a pretty good call. In this instance, when I actually think of it, literally of a face, I think of Jack Lambert and the toothless, raging scowl as the actual face of this franchise's history. But in our definition, which is, you know, who do you associate most with Steelers history? Man, that's a tough one, because how do you not choose the Chief on one hand? But I think I would agree with you that it's Joe Green, I think, as the all-time face of the franchise. Chuck Knoll is up there.
Good pick.
Right?
Yeah, he should be. Mel Blunt to some extent. I mean, he's not on that same level, but I still think of him. And I think of Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney, for sure. For sure.
I mean, that's the hard thing about the Steelers. Like, you can literally make a Mount Rushmore of just faces of the Steelers and probably have a second mountain right beneath it.
How about the Pirates? I think the all-time face of the franchise is Roberto Clemente. And I think right now it's unquestionably Paul Skeens. Has suddenly, after how many starts has he made? 17 starts in his career? How many?
23 last year.
23? He's unquestionably it, although Bob Nutting is right there. And I think Bob Nutting has, for better or worse, and actually worse, been the face of the franchise for a long time.
Skeens, without a doubt. McCutcheon had a really good run, like a 6-7 year run in the last 10 years of being the face before he was ultimately traded. I do want to make the case, though, and I do agree on Clemente, but I do want to make the case for Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Pops, we are family, those 70s Steelers, World Series championship rings, two rings to show for it. All that he meant for the team during that period. A lot of people, when you see a Stargell Stars hat, you immediately think of Willie Stargell.
For sure. And that's very understandable, Limits. But I think it is Clemente.
Yes, it is Clemente.
As the all-time face of that franchise. How about different sports right now? This is where this topic was generated in face of the NBA. And kind of like with the NBA, as I said earlier, the younger stars are having trouble usurping the old guys as the actual faces of their league. In the NHL, it's Ovechkin and Crosby in a lot of ways. I mean, McDavid doesn't exactly have an electric personality, and he hasn't won anything of significance. If you want to say the Four Nations face-off, I'll say, okay, a lot of people saw it. I don't know that we look back on his career someday and say, remember that time he won the Four Nations face-off? I mean, maybe, but he hasn't really won anything of significance yet. You could make an argument that Crosby and Ovechkin, especially now that Ovechkin is chasing the all-time goals record, that those guys somehow, as they approach 40, are still the faces of their league. And it's the same as true in the NBA, where young guys like SGA, and who might be the MVP, and Jason Tatum, the stars of that league are still LeBron and Steph in a lot of ways. Do you agree with that?
I think it's easy in the NHL. Who was the captain of Team Canada during the Four Nations? Whose name was being chanted at the very end of periods in Montreal? Even a Penguins team that is last place in the Metro. Who's playing a national TV game on Saturday? Who's playing a national TV game on Sunday? It's Sidney Crosby. He's the face. He's the main draw to the NHL.
I would put Ovechkin next to him or ahead of him at the moment because of the goal chase.
He's right up there.
I mean, that's the home run chase, basically. And that's what a lot of people can relate to. And when that happens, I think they're equal right now. And I think because Sid's team has disappeared through no fault of his own, obviously, and because Ovechkin's one thing for his team to have surged, but he's also going for Babe Ruth's record here. I think he's up there, or at the moment at least, probably a little ahead of Sid as the face of the league.
He should be. I feel like Crosby, and look, the NHL we know does not market their stars well enough. I feel like Crosby is marketed more and is more well-known than Ovechkin is. Now, maybe Ovechkin will be able to overcome that because of this chase and the national attention that it's getting.
What do we mean they don't market their stars well enough? I've been hearing that for a quarter century, more than that, for 30 years since I started covering the NHL. What would that mean to you? Sit in more commercials or what?
More commercials, more appearances on like big time shows. Like the NHL.
Like what?
The NBA, it seems like stars are constantly on like every single national TV show, whether it's a sports related show. You're seeing them on Seth Meyers, on Fallon, stuff like that. Or, I mean, there are so many instances where, you know, the NFL stars are just marketed so well. State Farm commercials for Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Well, the NFL doesn't need to market its stars. The NFL's the NFL no matter what. I don't know if better marketing is... Hockey is what it is in the end. It's a niche sport. Is that the right way to say
that? Yeah, it's very regional.
It just is. And you can put Crosby or Ovechkin or McDavid in all the commercials you want and market them like they're... I don't know. Like they are Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce.
Steph's
it's
in all
not
going
to matter.
Steph's in all these commercials. See a lot of commercials with Otani. The same thing can be said for Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts or Aaron Judge, anything like that. So maybe
nobody
that,
thinks of Freddie Freeman as a star of who's the face of Major League Baseball right now?
Otani, followed by Judge.
I agree.
And then Mookie Betts is in that area. Paul Skeens right now is top 10. He could become top five this year.
He could be. I think he will become top five this year.
Probably right behind, seriously, maybe top three, right behind Judge.
Paul Skeens might already be top five, but I think Ohtani, you're right, is the face of the league. and that brings us to football. Who's the face of the NFL right now?
Mahomes.
Still?
Yeah.
I agree.
Who would overtake him?
Is it Brady still, even though he doesn't play?
Thought about that, especially being basically the owner of the Raiders, even though he's just a minority owner. Sure, he's making all the decisions.
It probably is still Mahomes. Yeah, you're right.
Second could be Barkley. Outside of like main quarterbacks, Josh Allen's probably second. But if you're looking to try to expand the horizon a little bit, Saquon Barkley's a very worthy candidate. Likeable personality, really good dynamic star in a big market.
Here's our debate from outside in the hallway. Who's the face of golf right now?
I don't think it's
Doran thinks it might still be Tiger.
I don't.
Who is it?
Especially because Tiger's just been so inactive over the years. Like, he's still participating in tournaments.
And he's also participating in the made-for-TV stuff, the indoor stuff. There's an argument for him. Who is it if not him? Scotty?
Either Scottie Scheffler or I think DeChambeau has really, especially what he's done with social media, that, what is it, Break 50 that he does too.
Yeah.
He was shooting, he was trying to hit a hole-in-one over his house. He did like a 20-day challenge with that. Like, I was captivated by that, seeing that on social media.
Yeah, you might be right about that. The problem with Scottie is, again, doesn't exactly, he's sort of the Connor McDavid of golf.
It's quiet.
It's not exactly an electric personality there, which, you know, he is who he is. That's fine. But when we're talking about who rises to this level, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
Well, to be the face, you have to be flamboyant. You know, you're a star. You can just tell when you walk into the room, the attention is drawn to you.
Yeah, I think that's different than flamboyant, like Sid's not flamboyant.
No.
But you mentioned him as the face of his league.
Some exceptions obviously occur, but when you look at like LeBron or Mahomes or Otani, I feel that way about those players. Sid is just so unique in his own way that I think he kind of stands out as a little bit different compared to all the other big stars.
I think it's a combination of excellence, of winning, and you're right, of personality. You don't necessarily have to be a 10 out of 10 on all three, but I think that's generally what it is with every sport. Did we miss anything? Limits?
Do you think Steph or LeBron is the face of the NBA?
Probably still LeBron, but Steph is up there with what he's doing.
He would probably be the B to LeBron's A, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Considering he changed basketball, as we know it, maybe forever, with a three-point shot.
What are the texters saying? They always have an opinion or 10.
Yes, they do.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The all-time face of the Steelers, I think it maybe was the most interesting category there. We both settled on Joe Green. Might be Jack Lambert. Might be Dan Rooney. Might be the Chief. Might be Franco. What do they got?
Couple of texters are saying that we have to give Terry Bradshaw his flowers as well.
Okay.
As a potential option. A couple others are saying Dan Rooney, but then also Bradshaw, Franco, Mean Joe deserve to be in the conversation. A couple of people also advocated for Chuck Knoll. For golf, Mark points out Scottie Scheffler. Somebody else does point out, you know, Tiger Woods, still the face of golf regardless.
I kind of agree with that, honestly, but go ahead.
And others are pointing to Scottie Scheffler, and a couple people advocated for Willie Stargell as well for the Pirates. And TJ Watt being in national commercials means that he's the face, not Tomlin, according to another texter.
That one I sternly disagree with. As great as TJ Watt is, I just think the modern-day Steelers are most associated with Mike Tomlin by a long shot. And again, that's at this point, with their lack of success in the playoffs, it's for better or worse that that's the case. 928-9370. The Penguins were the easiest one. Sid right now, Mario all time. The Pirates, we both said Skeens currently, and we both said Clemente all time.
That's pretty easy, too, but Stargell has an argument. What about Hannes Wagner? Ron would be able to give a better argument for that.
I think when we get back to the Hannes Wagners of the world, it's a little tough. I don't know if we went to Sioux City, Iowa, and asked the all-time face, who do you most associate with the Pittsburgh Pirates all time, that many would say Hannes Wagner, although his baseball card.
Yeah.
Could make that so, right?
Millions. You don't remember the 1909 World Series?
Ron does. Ron was there.
This is the 100th anniversary, Joe, of the 1925 World Series this year.
You know what yesterday was? The anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. How about that? What were you, minus 30 at that point?
1880?
Yeah.
I would have been minus 21.
Minus 21. I'll tell you about my favorite column, maybe, that I ever wrote. And it was right before the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City, okay? I went out to cover the Olympics there. And on the way, my flight went through L.A., believe it or not, which is a little bit of an overshoot. Did my flight go through L.A., stop in L.A., or did I intentionally visit L.A.? Either way, there was an event, and it was the first time that the 1980 Olympic team got together for any event since they were at the White House after the game in 1980. This was 22 years later. And they had a little pickup. It seemed like a miniature rink that they played on. A miniature hockey game. And they were like scrimmaging. Herb Brooks was behind the bench. I got a little makeshift rink, right? In like a convention center. I got to go stand behind the bench.
Wow.
With Herb Brooks and all these now gray-haired, bald-headed guys playing hockey, busting each other's chops. The first time they had been reunited since 1980 And I got that kind of access to it, and it was amazing. And I'll never forget it. There was one guy who didn't show up, and now I can't remember who it was. Was it Pavlich, the guy who lived in the woods? I think he's passed away since then. Or maybe he did show up. Hold on a second here. I have to look up the column. I'll let you know on that. But it was as memorable as any column I've had, for me at least. And it was, well, Sports Illustrated ranked it the number one sports moment in this country in the 20th century.
And how many other reporters were there?
Not many, believe it or not, because it was sort of off the beaten path that they would suddenly meet in L.A. of all places, right?
Yeah, that is kind of very unique considering Olympics weren't there.
I know. It was like some precursor to it.
Did you talk to Herb Brooks?
Oh, yeah. I talked to Herb Brooks all the time. He gave me real estate advice. I used to fly with the Penguins, and it was very odd because I remember one night specifically, it was something like an 8-0 loss to Ottawa in Ottawa. And I was traveling with the Penguins at the time, going on their charters and everything else. And Herb Brooks came up to me with the financial page from USA Today, seemed very unconcerned with the 8-0 loss. Like his top priority was to come over to me and continue a conversation we had had earlier in the day about mutual funds. So he was telling me all about Roth IRAs and things like that, and plus which stocks I would follow. He seemed very riveted to that, perhaps more than the game that night, which was interesting to me.
Short memory, I guess, you know, and you've gone through it for as long as he had. You just, I guess, can quickly turn the light switch off as easily as you can turn it on.
Yeah, and he was something else, especially by that point. He was quite a character. He had definitely mellowed and softened. I was telling you and Pomp last week when we were talking about movies and the movie Miracle and how great Kurt Douglas was, or Kurt, was it, who was Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell was Herb Brooks, and how Herbie's son Dan said to me he was perfect in the accent, in the mannerisms, but the only thing was that was my dad about 10 or 20 years later. My dad was much more of a blank at that point in his life than what you saw from Kurt Russell. That was the only thing. But otherwise, he was perfect. The numbers seem to jump way up on our conversation there as far as listeners. I think people somehow became engaged in that face of the franchises right now and faces of all of sports right now. Let's recap for our new listeners very quickly. Oh, Limitless Wonder, okay? And again, by face, I think both of us agreed that it's the person most associated with a given franchise or sport. You could twist this in a lot of different ways, and you might not be wrong. You can personalize it, customize it, you might say. Limits. But again, for me, it's if I showed up in some random city like Billings, Montana, and said, when I say Steelers, you think what? For me, the face of the Steelers right now is Mike Tomlin. For you, it's TJ. Donnie Chedrick back there, otherwise known as Donnie Football, said Cam Hayward, which might be right. The all-time face, we agreed it was Joe Green. I'm wavering a little bit. For me, it could be the Chief. It could be the Chief, or it could be Franco. For the Penguins, the current face is Sid. The all-time face is Mario. For me and you, that was unanimous. For the Pirates, it was Skeens right now, Clemente all-time. And then we did the various sports. What did we agree on for golf? Did we agree on Tiger?
We...
Even the current face, despite the fact he never wins and doesn't play all that much anymore?
No, I think DeChambeau has become the face.
DeChambeau, okay.
I do. I mean, like, I understand the Tiger argument. I really do. But I feel like he's starting to fade a little bit, like as much as Tiger can fade.
It is interesting to me in our current sports world how hard it is to knock off the king, so to speak, when you have a generational legend. Man, sometimes the torch gets passed right along. Sometimes it takes a while. And in hockey, in the NBA, and maybe even golf, I hear you on DeChambeau. but maybe even golf, you have these aging stars who you could argue anyway, are still the faces of their league. Sid and Ovi, LeBron and Steph, and Tiger still. And that may be true in other sports as well. I don't pay enough attention to like tennis anymore. I used to watch it all the time, and boxing and things like that. Used to watch that all the time when I was much younger, but don't ever anymore, or hardly ever. But here's a question for you, Limits, to expand the topic and perhaps expand your horizons. Who's the all-time face of the, let's say, NHL? The all-time face of the NHL is who?
Wayne Gretzky.
I agree.
Wish it was Mario. Think Mario might be second or third. Gordie Howe's up there.
I think Bobby Orr is up there.
And Bobby Orr.
Is Scotty Bowman up there?
No.
No? More cups than anybody who ever lived, I believe. But yeah, I think it's Gretzky. Who's the all-time face of the NBA? Michael Jordan? Jerry yes. West? Bill Russell?
Man, when I think of the NBA...
I think it's Jordan.
I think of the Jordan shrug. I think of
the Nike logo.
I think of the Nike logo. I think of the Jordan logo. I think of Jordan over Elo. I think of Jordan with the...
And you weren't even alive for Jordan's prime.
I think of Jordan holding the trophy crying and all the people that have tried to imitate it.
That speaks to that legacy more than anything else because you and millions of others, you weren't watching Michael Jordan in his prime live.
No, I've seen all of LeBron in his prime live, and I think that Jordan is better. I'm a Jordan over LeBron guy.
I know, that's amazing. That says a lot.
I mean, it's just the power that he has. And I feel like, Jordan Brand selling more shoes than anybody still is just astronomically insane.
That blew me away when we had Sonny Vaccaro on and watching that movie Air, that Jordan in what they call passive salary, because he doesn't do anything for it anymore, gets hundreds of millions, I believe, a year from Nike because he made that deal originally where he got a slice of the pie on every shoe.
And I'm not even like a...
And now that expanded into that whole enterprise of, what's the name for it?
What, the Jordan? Are you talking about the Jordan brand?
Yeah, the Jordan brand.
I mean, it's morphed into Air Jordan.
Air and, Jordan, yeah. That's what I mean, yeah.
And I'm not a huge Jordan shoe guy. I'm wearing LeBron's right now. I'm wearing purple and gold LeBron Lakers shoes right now, also because they're Baldwin colors. But, I mean, the impact, I think, that he has.
Still. And the same is true with Tiger. And the same is true with Ovi and Sid. My God, I was a young man when those two broke into the league. You know, they were allegedly going to save the league, and I think they've done as much as they can. Nobody was really going to save the NHL to the point of making it mainstream. But those two have done every bit they can on the ice, off the ice, wherever, to try to make it. They've more than fulfilled expectations, which is amazing because the expectations felt unrealistic. They've surpassed them. And all these years later, what year was that? 05?
Yeah.
2000. Were you born yet?
I would have been four.
When you were four, those two broke in. We're sitting here in 2025, and they're still arguably the two biggest stars in the NHL. I mean, it's incredible, the lasting power. Or maybe that's more of a statement of, wait, where are the other guys? Connor McDavid hasn't won yet. And again, he's not exactly, you know, Mr. Personality. So who else is there?
Auston Matthews, but again, similar thing. Not that big of a personality. Really hasn't taken the national stage. And I wonder how much playing in Canada has to do with this. Like, it didn't matter for Gretzky, even though he also played in L.A.
I would say not much if you're a big enough star, but you got to win. In all these situations, you got to win. And they haven't won.
No.
MacKinnon won, but I don't know that anybody really thinks much of about him. Of course, they think a lot of him as a player, but about him. Okay, so we have the all-time kings of the NBA. How about the all-time king of, we did the NHL, the NFL. Who's the all-time, who's the historic face of the NFL? Who is it?
It's Tom Brady, but I also think of John Madden.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Muck it up. Tom Brady, Belichick.
Oh.
You could put... Ringgold's own Joe Montana in there.
No, you can't.
No?
He, I mean, he was great, but he's not an all-time.
He's in the discussion. He's not on Brady's level, but he's in the discussion.
For me, he's not in the discussion. If we're talking all-time great quarterbacks, he's in the discussion. But all-time face of the league, he wasn't a big enough mega star to be in that conversation. This is reserved for Michael Jordan and Gretzky. And in this case, you're right, I think, in Brady. I think you might be right that it's Tom Brady.
I think it's easily Brady. I mean, John Madden, another really polarizing star.
That's a great pick because of Madden football, because he was part of telecasts, and because he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the Raiders.
Mostly because of the video game, honestly.
Right, and with broadcasting.
Maybe broadcasting. It might be him. It might be.
I don't know. I think he's second behind Brady. I mean, Brady, when I think of the NFL, I think of Brady, the GOAT. I think of 28-3, all the comebacks that he had. Seven Super Bowl trophies. Like Brady,
he doesn't need any endorsement from you. He's Tom Brady.
Not at all. And considering the deal that he signed with Fox for how many million a year to broadcast games, he's not even that good at it, and he was able to be the number one broadcaster. Like, I mean, come on. It just shows the power that Tom Brady has and the willingness that Fox was to basically give him a blank check. Here you go, Tommy. Sign it away because we know people will watch and are interested in your opinion.
Maybe just because he's Tom Brady and played for the Patriots, I'm going to go with John Madden as the all-time face of the NFL. Am I crazy for that?
No. I don't think you are.
What about Peyton Manning? What about Jim Brown? No, it's Brady. It's Brady. It's got to be Brady.
Peyton just did not beat Brady enough to get out of that shadow. But now, Peyton's done some great things.
I think they were even in the end. He beat him in Denver. He beat him in Indy. He owned that rivalry late. Brady owned it early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about who won the head-to-head matchups, though. Again, it's about mega star. Now, Peyton Manning is that. He is that, but he didn't win enough.
And Peyton's a lot more likable. Like, if I would rather watch a program with Brady, like, the Brady roast just annoyed me. It just annoyed me.
What about Cordero Patterson?
Where would he rank?
If Artie Smith had a vote, he'd rank first.
If it was the top returners of all time, he'd be in the top five. Him and Devin Hester.
All right. We've done three sports. How about Major League Baseball? Babe Ruth? Is that the person people most associate with a history of baseball?
You know what, strangely, was the first name that came to mind, and maybe because his name is just on my mind given the recent news of he might be eligible again for the Hall of Fame, is Pete Rose.
Very interesting.
Polarizing figure.
You're seeing the keys now, I'll tell you that. You are seeing the keys.
The hit king? Like, should he be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, there's a controversy around him. One thing about all these stars, too, Joe, is like there's always controversy around them. Like Jordan goes and plays baseball. LeBron goes to Miami, the decision. Tom Brady, did he cheat with Spygate, Deflategate, and all the above?
It's about, it's about superstar power and curating, but it has to be accompanied by winning a lot.
Yeah.
It just has to be. Yeah, Willie Mays is up there. The Say Hey Kid is up there.
Bonds.
Notoriously, probably, but I don't think the all-time face of baseball, no.
No, probably not.
I think it's Babe Ruth. But I think Ohtani might have a shot at that.
Ohtani does, just because, especially if he gets back to pitching after the injury that he sustained.
Yeah.
Multiple injuries now on his arm.
How about Adam LaRoche?
What about Andy LaRoche?
Maybe the LaRoche brothers, like the Malachi Crunch from Happy Days. You remember that?
What about Rob Mikulviak?
For one day, anyway, he was the greatest star in baseball history. Let's hit the phone's limits, shall we?
Let's go to Dan on the road, has an opinion on the face of golf.
Dan, what's up?
How you doing, Joe?
Good.
I don't usually drink before 11, but I'm going to do it for you.
Why not? Ron starts at 8 a.m. down in Florida.
Well, yeah, a little early.
What do you got?
So, what about Arnie Palmer for golf?
As an all-time face of golf. That's a pretty good pick. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, he has golf courses everywhere, restaurants, and he markets his name, like with tea and all that stuff.
No doubt. And I think also at a time when he was rising in the golf world, it seemed like he was more of a relatable everyman with sort of his own style, his own way of playing, his own, army and things like that. That's a good pick. That's a pretty good pick.
I mean,
and he's got a drink named after him. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I wanted to add one thing, too. David Beckham for soccer.
Bend It Like Limits. Yes, they made a movie of him. I appreciate that. Who is he? All right, then let's expand this. Let's expand this, Limits. Are you ready for this? Who's the all-time face of soccer? Pele. Is it Pele?
Probably, yeah.
Who's the all-time face of tennis?
I mean, you could even look at Messi right now as a great face.
You could
face.
Look at Messi for sure. I think it's Pele. Maybe it's I'm a victim of my generation. Whatever that was. I've forgotten.
All-time face of tennis?
Yeah.
I am not a tennis historian to be able to accurately answer that question. I'll be flat out honest. Right now, it's got to be Novak Djokovic or maybe Roger Federer, right?
For sure. I mean, you would also have to ask, is it a men's player or a woman's player? Who is it?
Serena.
Chris Evert? Martina? I wonder. Jimmy Connors, Bjorn Borg, who's the all-time face of it? And why are we talking about this? How about boxing? It's Muhammad Ali without thinking, right?
Easily Ali. Where would the likes of Tyson?
Tyson's up there.
Or Frazier rank?
Not Frazier.
Yeah.
He was my favorite, Smoking Joe Frazier. But it's Ali by a trillion miles.
And
that's
then,
one of, that might be, him and Jordan are the two most obvious calls of all.
Easily. And then I still think that Tyson has to be like in that category. Maybe from like an old school and then an old school.
Yeah. What are the texters saying, Limits? I'd be very curious.
People are also texting in about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Andre Agassi.
Andre Agassi's not a bad one.
Somebody mentions Hank Aaron and Jackie Robinson for baseball. A couple people.
Jackie Robinson's a great pick.
A couple people talk about Hank Aaron on here.
I've told this story before, but I'll tell you it if you'd like to pull up a little chair, Limits, for story time with Grandpa Joe.
I have my cocoa ready.
Marshmallows?
Two.
Maybe little candy cane to dip in it?
Yes.
Sure.
Graham crackers?
Fires lit. My dad used to sneak into Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Him and his buddies would sneak in, and he still tells me about Jackie Robinson stealing home. How that's unlike anything he's ever seen in sports. That, you know, when you see that nowadays, it's almost like it's either a trick play or a sneak attack or sort of kind of a steal of home or a surprise attack, right?
Yeah.
Then everybody in the building was expecting it. It's like when Aaron Judge comes to the plate, everybody's standing wanting a home run. Jackie Robinson would be on third with everybody in the place waiting for him to steal home, and he would still do it.
It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, I can't imagine being in that ballpark for that kind of play and that kind of anticipation, but that's what my dad said, and my dad doesn't lie. I can't imagine it. Jackie Robinson's a pretty good pick there, yes.
What about Walter Payton? Joe Namath?
Joe Namath. Yes.
Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi is a very nice pick. They didn't name the trophy after him for nothing, did they, Limits?
Texter, Tom Brady sucks on Fox, Limits. Yeah, he's not very good.
Yeah, he wasn't disagreeing. He's agreeing with you then.
He is, yes. I agree with the texter. Also, Roy McIlroy currently for golf.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Not really. No, not at all, as a matter of fact.
Somebody says Roger Goodell face of the NFL.
He might be right now.
The same person that texted that in about Tom Brady just sent it in four more times.
All right, Limits. I think we've exhausted that topic, and I enjoyed this hour. I really did, actually.
I did, too.
It was a nice, refreshing change and an expansion to all sports. And I didn't pay off the tees of the quarterback rising and falling in the draft, did I?
No.
I'll pay that off later. Next up, we're going to take a trip to Bradenton, where I think Destiny's Child still resides, if he's in Bradenton. Either that or he just came home, so he can give us the lowdown either way on the Pirates. Man, I'm getting very, very curious about Henry Davis and his fate. Is he going to come north with the ball club? Or is he going to go back to AAA, where we know he can hit AAA pitching? That ain't the problem. It's the majors that has proven to be the problem for Henry Davis. What about him? What about Bubba Chandler? What about some of these young guys that you want to be part of the team. I think Bubba had a rough day yesterday, did he not?
Yeah, he gave up a couple of runs. I don't even think he got out of his one inning of work.
Maybe he was working on pitches.
Possibly. Hunter Barco also pitched another lefty. They have so many arms in the minors.
He's barking up the right tree, isn't he?
That's right.
Who the hell is that?
He's a left-handed pitcher who's going to be in double A, maybe hit triple A, and could be another option for them in the rotation as a lefty that throws around 95, 96.
Well, I certainly look forward to that. What I really look forward to is them trading one of their younger pitchers or two of them to bring in a bat or two. I mean, it's never been more obvious that that's an answer. If you're not going to spend money to go out and shore up your lineup, then use this alleged surplus of pitching to bring in a bat.
If Mike Burrows has a really good spring or has a really good run in the minors, they should trade him or would keep Chandler. Barco, I would probably deal, even though he's a lefty.
The only two I wouldn't deal, and I might deal Chandler, is Skeens and Chandler. That's what I want to be the top of the rotation. I know Jones has the potential as well and showed us flashes early last season of what he can be. But if you want to get something, you got to give something. If I'm going to trade an electric young talent on the mound, guess what I want in return? An electric young talent at the plate. That's the way it works. That's the way the world works, Limits.
Or you can get Luis Ortiz and a couple of other pitchers for Spencer Horwitz.
Or you could do that.
It could be a lopsided trade if you just
I'd forgotten
give somebody else something.
That even happened until you mentioned it.
Exactly.
Not exactly the deal that shook the baseball world, was it?
Not entirely.
Well, anyway, let's talk to Destiny's Child about that coming up. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. I'm refreshed from that conversation, Limits. I think I've been bogged down in Steeler quarterback talk. Now I feel very good. Refreshed for the rest of the show.
Sorry to cut you off. I feel very good. And maybe that's why, because I feel so good today as well. Maybe something just in the air, like, you know, you walk outside and your thing on your car said it's like 20 degrees.
Oh, I felt so good today. It was like 45 or something.
Feels like 50. It's like 50.
Yeah. I noticed that today when I went out to the car. The first thing I noticed was finally there's not this oppressive freeze on me in the morning. Like I wasn't sitting on an ice castle in my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like getting in the car and you can see your own breath.
Yeah, I swear. The first thing I do in the morning right when I sit on my seat is swear really loudly because it's just so uncomfortable, is it not? And then today's beautiful. Today I'm going to go out for a club fitting. I'm going to play some golf, at least hit some balls around outside. I can't wait, Limits. I feel refreshed.